Rose, how are you this morning? Was it cold today? Yes. But it's nice and warm inside the church, and we can be very, very thankful for that. Now, have you ever been afraid before? I see some heads nodding. What have you been afraid of? Fire. That's a good thing to be afraid of. Anything else? Well, I'm going to tell you a story. When I was a young little boy, and I wasn't even in first grade yet, but I still remember it just like it was yesterday. Mom and Dad had told us it was time to go to bed, and so I went off to my room, got my jammies on, and crawled into my bed, pulled the covers up. I was nice and warm, like we're warm in this church now. And it wasn't long before I fell asleep. But I don't know how much time later it was, I thought I heard something. And I thought I heard it right in the room. And so I kind of opened my eyes, and in the darkness, I thought I could see this shape of a man standing by the closet door. Oh, wow, I was really scared. I didn't know why there would be someone in my room. And so I pulled the covers over myself and tried to be real still so whatever that man or creature or monster wouldn't get me. Now, I don't know, have any of you ever done that before? Yeah, and I think most of us out in the audience have done that before, too. I was petrified, and I was hiding under my covers. And I kept listening, and I didn't hear anything. Finally, sleep caught a hold of me again, and I drifted off to sleep. Well, in the morning, the sun was shining in through the window, and as I opened my eyes and looked out, I looked around, and there on the closet door, right where I put them, was where my coat and trousers were hanging on a little knob there. I had looked out and I had seen what I had placed there the night before, but I had seen it differently that night and it really made me afraid. In fact, you know, many times our fears are based on distortions of reality and not the reality themselves. What that really means is that sometimes our imagination makes us think of something worse than it really is. And today, when I'm talking, you're going to hear me talk about fear and what we can do about it. And the Bible tells us in 1 John 4, chapter 4, verse 18, just a few verses past what Davey read this morning, that says, perfect love casteth out fear. And so, as we go back to our seats here, I'm going to pray in just a moment. I want you to think about that as I'm talking to everyone this morning. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, we are so thankful for the Sabbath and for this warm church. And we know that when we are afraid, that we can turn to you because you love us and that you can take our fear away. Be with every young person here this morning. May they have a good Sabbath and may you be close to them as they walk this life. Until you come, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you can return quietly and grab those.